our next guest is somebody that extremely valuable. I mean, nobody works harder, does it daily for USA Today. His recruiting columns are second to none, has the entire state covered, and certainly getting ready to be in South Florida next week for the Broward County Showcase. We welcome in from USA Today recruiting analyst John Santucci. John, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a extremely busy time for you, but certainly a time where a lot of these programs and a lot of these players are coming, you know, coming along extremely well, and in a lot of new faces that we're seeing. And you know, the one thing the other day is found out that we had a four-star defensive tackle that came from Byron Nelson High School in Dallas, Texas, to Fort Lauderdale Westminster Academy. And I'm thinking, they're shaking my head, and you know, I'm thinking, how did that happen? But you see that all the time. This is probably the most transfer laden state in the country. And you never know where anybody is until you check rosters. But again, thanks so much for making time for us on a Wednesday.
No, I appreciate it. It was fun listening to Corey. It was like taking a trip down memory lane, you know, talking about LJ McCray and Jabari Flowers and, you know, all these guys that, you know, you and I covered for so many years. So that was fun. But no, I appreciate being on, and man, looking forward to week one. I love these early weeks of the season when we get some really, really good matchups and teams not afraid to, you know, take a punch. And you know, you got West Boca, Heritage, and you know, games like that, O'Galley, Carrollwood Day on the West Coast. There's just a bunch of really good football games. So I'm excited. You know, I have no problem stopping writing previews for a minute to chat with you, my friend.
Well, I know that you're always busy. And you know what? I know it was an exhibition. I know it was a kickoff classic. But what kind of statement does St. Thomas Aquinas make by just pummeling Cardinal Mooney team that when we last left them, they were scoring 9 straight times in the state title game against Jacksonville Bulls? How much of a statement was that? Do you take away a lot, or do you say to yourself, you know, I knew St. Thomas Aquinas was going to be good, but I think that Cardinal Mooney's better than what they showed?
The answer to all of those questions is yes. Did they make a loud statement? It was thunderously loud. And again, you know, for anybody who wants to go, it's preseason, it's exhibition. Trust me, these are two very, very proud programs. And this was 36-0 at the half. So you have a running clock on a defending state champion that, by the way, just because this is going to overshadow everything, would have been in the open division a year ago. And, what you know, preseason was in the open division. Like, they were in the top 8 in the state. So this is not a small thing for Aquinas to go there and do that. Now, did you and I have been talking about this for literally since the end of last year, right? We have said, yep. I've said, I'll say it, I think this is Roger Harriott's most complete team. The depth is insane. The talent level, off the charts. 4 of their guys are in our top top 20 on the USA Today Florida Network top 100.
Wow.
They've got a lot of talent. And that's just the seniors, by the way. You know, and so there's a lot of talent. They're incredibly well coached. They always are. I've said this. I said this week on USA Today. My feeling, again, I only cover Florida, but my feeling is if Aquinas makes a run and they go undefeated and they got to beat DeSoto next week and they'd have to beat Chaminade in the regular season, you get to the open. If you run the gauntlet of the open division, which you're probably going to see 3 nationally ranked teams out of those 5 games. If you go undefeated and then you win that, I'm going to have a really hard time believing that there's a team in California or there's a team in Georgia or whoever that has played the gauntlet that Aquinas, or if there's an undefeated state champ period out of the open division, how do you say that they're not the best in the country? I think they're going to have a real hard argument with me, convincing me that they're not the best, but I feel like Aquinas is elite. I do think Cardinal Mooney's better than what they showed. I think they're definitely going to be in the mix in 3A. And by the way, as bad as they looked last week, they're 0-0. So, you know, I wouldn't hit the panic button yet. But this, to me, is more about Aquinas than it is about Mooney.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to give you four South Florida teams. You tell me what you think. Chaminade Madonna, Miami Central,
loaded.
Carroll City,
loaded.
And West Boca. And West Boca.
Can I just keep saying loaded for all of them? All right, let's go in reverse order. West Boca, look, they know how to win, right? Back-to-back state champs. I think their formula will not change with or without Javian, without Mallory, who's at Miami now. And by the way, they won it without him 2 years ago. So
Yeah. They've
done it without the explosive running back offense. Their formula is not going to change. They're going to play really good defense. They've got guys all over. I still think Jamar Thompson is a bit underrated for how well he plays and the stamina that he plays with for a really big guy. He doesn't come out in the third and fourth quarters. So I feel like they're going to be there. Obviously, they won 6A back-to-back years. They'll be in the mix in 5A for sure. They should be in the conversation. Every team you just mentioned should be in the conversation for the open division should they make it through their regular season fairly unscathed.
Okay, that's fair.
I think Miami Central, they got a tough one this week going to California, playing Orange Lutheran. Obviously, Orange Lutheran on the field beat Northwestern a year ago in the season opener, surprised a lot of people. They didn't finish the best. Some of that was because they had to forfeit some games, but this is going to be a tough opening game. That's a big trip to make going out to California. Yeah. So, but look, Central, you know, man, they're loaded in the secondary. Their young kids in the secondary are so incredibly talented. So, and you know what? They took it on the chin a little bit in that second game against Northwestern last year in the regional final. So I think that they're going to be well motivated to prove that that they got, you know, they got a little more than they showed in that game. But I think that they're well positioned to. They jumped up to a unanimous number one in 3A in our poll. We had them. I think Mooney might have had them by a vote or two a week ago, which looks comical now. No offense, but to Mooney, but it just does. I think Central is going to be really good. Chaminade, man, just skill everywhere. You know, like they just replenish. They just keep replenishing on that offense. And you know, I'm a big Brady Quinn fan. I think he's going to do a really nice job there. So, you know, we've got them, I think, at number three in the state overall. And those four teams you just mentioned, you know, you could just pick an order, right? I mean, like And, you know, I'd throw America. I don't know if you mentioned Heritage, but I'd throw Heritage in there, too. I mean, like, just so uber talented, so tough up front. Heritage plays such a nasty schedule. But, man, I love watching their O-line. They got some nasty dudes on that O-line. I mean, like, that's the way you want to coach it, you know. And Carroll City, man, I love watching them. So Nick Lanier is a freak. You know, Zakari Johnson's so good. I really like what I saw from them a week ago. And by the way, just again, you and I've talked about this. There were some, let's just call them idiots that were like, oh, we don't think Carroll City's proven anything. Or they're not very, no, they're really, really, really good. Right. And I went on a little bit of a rant this week on USA Today and I don't regret it, but, I think they're phenomenal. And, all those teams will be in the mix. I think every single one of those teams plus Aquinas, all six of those teams were in the top eight to start the preseason. So do I think you'll see six teams? No, I don't. Cause some of those teams are going to lose. I think Buchholz and Bowles are teams that people need to be aware of. Lakeland, Venice. I think whoever wins that game probably has an inside track. Should they run the table? And they play in a couple weeks. So, you know, Mooney's got a manageable
schedule. Yeah, they're right there.
They're gonna play enough good teams that the people will take notice of, you know, some of those wins. Now they're gonna have this hanging over them, but it's not gonna matter in the poll.
No.
In a human poll, it will hang over them. In a computer poll, a preseason game will not. So I still think, you know, I said earlier, I think it'll be four. I think you'll see four South Florida teams in the open division. I think you'll see four teams, obviously not from South Florida, when it's all said and done. I don't know who they're going to be. I just don't think that you can go 8-2 and be guaranteed a spot. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I agree. I agree. That's fair. That's fair. John, let everybody know how they could follow you on social media as far as everything that you write for USA Today. Let everybody know because you do write some really, really groundbreaking things and stuff that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. At John Santucci, JonSantucciNIG, and you know, X and all those. And then, you know, Palm Beach Post is probably the closest thing for South Florida people to read my stuff. So, yeah, we're coming out with a lot of stuff and, you know, a lot of videos and, a lot of different ways to kind of interact with us and just, you know, have these conversations that you and I are having right now. So.
Sounds great. John, I can't thank you enough, man. Appreciate you. We'll catch up
Thanks,
really
my friend.
Soon next week. Definitely see you.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. John Santucci, USA Today, does it as good as anybody, better, obviously.